The Amr Rosh Lakish said, the Amr Rosh Lakish, Liyodlam Lakona. No, you know, the kids are not Kona. Achiyama Ploini, Ploini, Yersha Sada Ploinis, O Ploinis, Shenosatim Lehemba Matona, Vyershim. That Rosh Lakish says, so Rashi explains, it's not really going on the Mishnah there. It's going on another case. But our co-opponent, he says it like a different shtaris. He has to say to each one of them, Alosha Matona. It's not enough if he says to one son in Lashon Matan of a present, and the other son he just says Yerusha. That's no good. He has to say the word Matan, he's giving it a present, to everyone separately. That's his Lashon. Lo'olam lakon atshoyma ploini yoploini, Yerusha saw the ploinis yoploinish, shenasatim lehem b'matana. He has to say to each one also in Lashon, I'm giving it to you a present. If you say it to each one separately, Lashon Matana, even though you also said the word Yerusha, then it's okay. So there we also pass like Rosh Lakish. Vidach, what's the third case? The Tanan. HaKosev kol nechasav lebenoi. Liyach ha-moisev. And a father that's alive right now writes and says, I'm giving all my nechasim to my son, but when should it be chal after I die? He made the shtar right now, but should only be chal after I die, liyach ha-moisev. In such a case is, ha'av eini yochel limchor, the father right now when he's alive cannot sell the karka to anybody else. But nation asata leben, because he gave it over to his son already. V'yaben, the son, also any yochelimcha can't sell to anybody right now. Because right now it's b'shusav. In other words, it's like this. The father said, the son, you own it, but when? After I die. So right now it's cool. The father has a kinyan teres. Anything that grows out of the kak of the father can eat and can use it. Just the mice, so the karen, the goof, is going to go to his son. So who adin, the son cannot sell it right now either, because right now the father has a right to eat the teres. Now what's going to be mochor av? Let's say the father does sell it. So what he can sell is the schus peris, the schus to use the karak until the father dies, he can sell it. Like he'll be alive another 5 years. For the next 5 years, he's allowed to sell it, that whoever buys it could use it until the father dies. Achiyomisu. Mochara ben, let's say the ben sold his karak. Ein lokeh klum, lokeh, the one that bought it has no rights to it. Achiyomisav until the father dies. Because close the mind, the father is alive, the father is the one that has a right to eat it, to use it, to work with it. The Yitma would not like this now. Mochar haben b'chayuav. Let's say the son sold his chus and his karka now when the father was still alive. Umeis haben, and then the son died. B'chayuav, when the father was still alive. And the case is then later the father dies. So the shayla, when the son sold it, doesn't mean anything or not. Reb Yechna nomar loikon lokeich. Lokeich is not kainer it. No. But when the son sold it right now, since the father had the right to eat the peris, Reb Yechon knows Kinyan Peris, Kinyan Aguftami, the Mechirim means nothing. We'll soon see. For Rosh Lakish Shoma, Kona Lokech, Rosh Lakish says, yes, so the son has a schus to sell it, even though he can't sell it right now, because right now he doesn't own it himself, but he can sell it right now for later. So when the father dies, then the person that bought it gets it. What's the Machoikis? Reb Yechon no ma loikon lokech is not Kona, because he holds Kinyan Peris, Kinyan Aguftami. A Kenyan Paris is called the Kenyan Aguftami. That's what Yechon holds. Therefore, the father right now has a Kenyan Paris. The father has the right to eat it, to use the karaka. That's called so strong like a Kenyan Aguf. Therefore, the son right now called the father is alive, calls him on the father's alive, has no schusim in the karaka at all, has no rights to it. So the son can't sell it, not even for later. So therefore, the mechir is nothing. For Rosh Lakish Shoma, the loch is like Rosh Lakish holds, kona lakeach. In such a case, when the son sold it, even though the father was alive then, the son has a right to sell the field for the later use. Why? Because Rosh Lakish holds Kinyan Peris. That the father has a right to use the fields right now, it's called the Kinyan Peris, or the Kinyan to get the Peris, the produce of the karka, lav k'kinyan aguvdami. Rosh Lakish holds, that's not considered like a Kinyan aguvdami. That's not called that strong. Therefore, the son has the Kinyan aguv. Therefore, the son has the right to sell his karka to somebody else. So in such a case, the mechira would be chal. Later, when the father dies, then this person that bought it off the son has the right to come and collect the karka. So the ma'aseh, that first mechira was chal. These are the three cases we pass like Rosh Lakish. Right, the Mishnah says, Ein avlat shor kayoma. If the kid does not live, so it says, Yikayim, Tone mishum meblaza, Omru yaitse beget. Reb Lezer says, now Mishnah, no, you have to give her a get. You can't stay married to her. It's the case, again, where you made a yibum on your yivam when she's a maveris. So at the time when you mayabma, you did an avera. Still we say, even though the kid dies,
Lamaisa is yaitza, you have to give her a get. Omar Rav, we'll soon see why. Even though the Churma Midiraisa didn't do, now he didn't do anything wrong. Lamaisa, the Moberis was Makel, she lost the kid. So there is the Mitzvah Yib now. So even according to our Mishnah, Dikayin, they can stay married together. So according to Rabbi Yechon holds, the first Biyah was good. You don't have to do anything, you don't have to make another Biyah. Resh Lakish holds, the first Biyah was no good, you have to make another Biyah. But I call upon our Mishnah, Dikayin, they're allowed to stay married together. Rabbi Lezer argues, and our Mishnah says, no, but the Rabbanin is Yaitzi, it's a Kenas. That since the person did an Aveira, like he went to be Miyavim, the Muberis, he had no right to do it. Because at the time of the B, it's a Suffolk Yisrael Yiraisa. Maybe she'll have a kid, the Ben Kayama, and then it comes out there's no Mitzvah Yibum, so you're living with an Eishah Sach, an Erva. So therefore, since you did a Suffolk, the Rav Lezo does a Knas, that Yitz you have to give her a get. The Omar Rav says, you should know, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lezo, Amru Dov Rechet. Rabbi Lezo and Rabbi Meir both hold the same Shita. Rabbi Lezo hold the Amorit. That's his din here, makes a Knas, you have to give her a get. Reb Meir, where's Reb Meir? It's Kenas Tatanya. Lo Yisodim Muberes Chaverim Nikas Chaverim. If a man dies and his wife is pregnant, another man is not allowed to marry her. You have to wait till after she gives birth, or else the Venetian is nursing. You have to wait for 2 years until she finishes nursing. V'yimnosa, let's say you didn't listen, you married her, is Yaitzi. You have to get rid of her. Lo Yasser Olamis, there's a Kenas never to marry her back again. Divrei Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir Shita. You see, Reb Meir makes the Kenas, since she married her, the Yisr, that you have to give her a get and never get married to her again. V'chol Mar Recham say, Yoitzi, night now you have to give her a get. V'gashgiyas mana lichnois yichnois. But after the 9 months, or after the 2 years, then you could get married to her if you want to. So you see, Reb Meir makes the Kenas, if you did an Yisr, you have to get rid of her and you can't marry her back again. So that's like Reb Lezer holds also. So Svar says, no, Omalei Abayi Mimai, what's the proof? Dil Malahi, maybe the two Svars are not totally Zebizir. I tell you, Ad Kam Lo Kamer Reb Lezer Ocho. When did Reb Lezer argue in our Mishnah over here? Ele Mishum De Kapoga Be Yisra Shasakti Raisa. Here you did a Sofik Yisra. You went to be Miyabim, a pregnant Yivama. You're not allowed to do that. Because maybe Apiroiv, she's going to give birth to a Ben Kayama, and then it comes out there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So you're living with an Eshasach. So since you had no right to make this bia, even on the tzad the kid dies later, you was a suffet yisra what you did, you shouldn't have done it, so you make a knas, that you have to give her a get, and you can't stay married to her. Avol hosam, but over there, when somebody dies, and his wife is pregnant, that somebody else can't marry his wife, that's only yisra the rabbonin. Avol hosam the rabbonin, there is only yosam the rabbonin, ki rabbonin sviralei. Maybe the rabbonin doesn't make the knas. Since it's only this the rabbanon you did, you have to give her a get. But later, maybe he could marry you back. In Amma, maybe the other way. Ad kam lo kam Reb Meir hosam. When did Reb Meir make this kenas? Ela mishum the rabbanon. Of course, it's only yosam the rabbanon to marry a pregnant lady. Vechachomim also chizuk the reyim. Yosim mishoteru. That's the klal. The chomim are afraid people won't listen to them. They'll think it's only yosam the rabbanon. So sometimes they have to make something a chizuk, something strong that people should listen to us. And they made something stronger than Divrei Torah. So that's why Reb Meir made such a kenas, that if somebody marries a pregnant lady, be it so, you're not allowed to do it, that you can't marry her anymore, you have to give her a get, and that's it. Avol hocha ben ha-mishnah, midiraisa, since the shayla is midiraisa, mifras parshu mina, people won't do it. So maybe they don't have to make a kenas. So maybe Reb Meir will agree to our mishnah. In the case where you're miyabim, you're muberis, your vomit that's muberis, and later the kid dies, Lamayim said, now you did not do any Navera, so maybe you're allowed to stay married, you have no right, or a mayor would agree to Reb Lezer. Omar Rav says like this, according to Chachomim, that says if you marry a pregnant lady, is Yaitzi beget, you know you have to get rid of her with a get, you have to give her a get. Yeah. There's not enough just to separate. Rav Chachomim say, if you married a pregnant lady, so your next 9 months, until she gives birth for sure, and then she gives birth and calls her while she's nursing, you're not allowed to marry her. So don't think just that you have to stay away from her. No, you have to give her a get now. Just later, after the time, you can marry her back again. Omazutra Dekanami is a proof of the source of Tony. It says Yaitzi. Says you have to get rid of her. For like Tony Yafresh doesn't say just separate from her. Shema Mina. According to Chom Shit, if you married a pregnant lady, you have to give her a get now. Omale Rav Ashi, Rav Oishia, Bre, the Ravidi. Hosam Tanan over there, we learned like this. Somebody gives birth, and the kid lives for 30 days, that's not called a nafel. In the case we have a suffolk, if it's a ben kayam or not, you don't know if the kid is a 9-month baby or not,
So you have to wait 30 days to see if it's called the Ben Kayom or not. If the kid lives for 30 days, it's not called an Eifel. Holoi Shor, let's say the kid died within the 30, was killed within the 30 days. Svekev, it's a suffix if the kid was an Eifel or not. Vitma will not like this. Meis Pateich Lamed, if the kid gets killed within 30 days. Vyom Dovin is Katsha, and now she got married. So Rashi knows like this. Meis Pateich Shloshim, Dein HaYivoma, that the Yivoma was pregnant, and she had a kid, that the kid died within 30 days. V'niskatcha l'shuk, and she got married to somebody else. V'cheska sheptura mishum b'no. Because as soon as she gave birth, she had a kid, she thought there's no mitzvah yibum, she's a Yivoma, but she has a kid. So she went to get married to somebody else. And there was a suffix if that kid was a ben kayom or not, and now the kid died in the middle of 30 days. So we don't know if the kid was a ben kayom or not, does the kid patarom from yibum or not. Oh, the kid was a naifel that can never live. It doesn't pater from Yibum. There still be a mitzvah Yibum. It has to be a kid that could live. So now that the kid like was killed within 30 days, we don't know what type of a kid he was. So what happened if she got married already? They'll call it like this. Mezvotech lamed yoyim v'yom dov niskatsha. Ravina mishmei derava omar imeshes yisroeli. If she got married to an eshes yisroel, chaletis. We tell her, let her get chalitza now. Mamonashok, let her be potter with chalitza. And she's mutter to the Eishas, or Yisrael, is allowed to marry a Chaletzes. The Eishas Kohen, let's say she got married to a Kohen, ain't a Chaletzes. Then we don't tell her to make Chalitza. Like we're saying, to say that Mestoma, the kid was a Ben Kayama, and she's allowed to stay married. Because if we tell her to get Chalitza, Kohen's also to a Chalitza. To a Chalitz. So therefore we say she doesn't have to have a Chalitza. And we're saying that the kid was a Ben Kayama, that there's no Zikas Yibam. And therefore she's allowed to get married to somebody else. Rav Mishashia Mishmei the Rav Ramano Achazu V'Achazu Chaletzes. She has to receive Chalitza. Since we have a doubt if that kid was a kid of Ben Kayoma that would live or not, so we have a suffix if there's a mitzvah Yivim or not still, she has to receive Chalitza. Even though her husband now is a Kohen and she'll have to receive a get, she'll have to get rid of him, so what? The Maestro, she needs Chalitza.